It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is a pleasure to have you back with us here for another Saturday as we get ready to do a little exploring in the backcountry of Utah. And a little beyond that, actually, with some of our conversations this morning, so look forward to it. Just a reminder, we're recording this program on Thursday for your enjoyment here on a Saturday morning so that I can actually sleep somewhere past 3 a.m. at least one day a week. But back with you Monday morning for Utah's Morning News. We got a lot on the plate for the next couple of hours, as we usually do. Russ Smith under the weather today, so he won't be joining us. That means it's just me and the Navs. Navinovskis is back with me. I'm not interrupting some workout, weightlifting, or, I don't know, walk.
Well, I'm between. I saved the weights for after this, but I'm going to, I've already done all the abdominals, and then I'm going to play golf and then finish the weightlifting.
You wear me out just hearing that. But this is something you're committed to in retirement, right?
Right. You know, it's kind of been an all-life thing. I've always worked out, but more so now. Gail promised us we'd have good health if we take it seriously and we work out as if we're athletes.
Well, it's like you're married to a nurse or something.
Right.
But if you ask Navinovskis, and you may do this next time you bump into him, what's the number one thing you consider yourself? He would say?
An athlete.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That I've always thought of myself as that, and I was certified to be a coach. I mean, I was going to do that and never got around to it.
Speaking of that,
athlete my whole life.
Yeah, speaking of that, you're about to click off your 70th day of skiing, aren't you?
Correct. Tomorrow will be 70 days of this year. I finished 69 yesterday at Snow Basin. We were up there for the Gary Nate tribute. Ski with your wife there at Snow Basin.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. I had promised, and I feel bad, but we've had so many other things going on and we're running in different directions. From his sons, he's got two boys, and I had told them when I went to his funeral that we would have them on the show and just get some of the stories that they might have from their childhood with Gary. For those that don't remember, Gary Nate was the principal photographer for Warren Miller Films for a long time, and just a great storyteller, fun to hang around, but skied his entire life. He passed away not long ago. Nobody really knew how old he was, which was kind of one of the jokes that was passed along even among his closest friends at the funeral. But this On Mountain tribute to him really looked like it turned out nice yesterday. I couldn't go because we had other meetings going on, but it looked like it went well.
Oh, it was beautiful. And we were the first chair, Gail and I. And we destroyed that corduroy. and then we got, together with Gary and all his pals. And I think he was 87 or 84, one of those two.
Yeah, but nobody knew. And he was out there speaking to people that, continued to ski through their entire lives. Here he was north of 85 years old and still out there on a regular basis. Just a hoot to be around and a fun guy. One of the other jokes passed around during the funeral was, if you've heard Gary's stories, you've probably heard them five times because they'd always come back around. Anyway, I'm still committed, and I know his son, who lives up, I believe, in the Farmington area, may be listening. He's a big fisherman, by the way. If he's listening today, my commitment is still the same, to have him on, and he and his brother who lives in Texas, and be able to share some of the stories of his dad. He'd come on with us every year around the time that the Warren Miller film was coming out, which was a tradition for you and your family, and still is, I think.
Absolutely, and I used to whisper in his ear when he was in studio with us. He told the story last year. Get another one. but he came home from skiing, sat on the couch and died with his ski clothes on and his sunglasses on.
Yeah.
That's amazing. A way to go.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that because the pictures are floating around, and I actually shared some of them because I couldn't be there on our Facebook page. So if you want to see some of what was up there, including a camera he used to carry around, old camera, that's probably worth a few bucks today. They took that up there to the top of the mountain and was part of the display. So Here's what else is coming up on the show. We'll have some news of the week in a few minutes. I've got my fingers crossed that I can still make a connection with the TuaCon folks. Corey, my oldest son, and his girlfriend are going to be heading down there for a production of Anastasia coming up in June. And because he told me he was headed down there, I got on their website, which we've had him on from time to time. But I got on their website, and they have an unbelievable lineup of not just plays or productions, Broadway-style plays. They've got some concerts down there that we thought we'd highlight. And you've been to TuaCon, haven't you?
Well, I've only driven past,
okay,
Tim. I've never been to a show.
But it's a beautiful setting, and a lot like Red Rocks, or what I would envision Red Rocks to be, because I've never been there. But
I have been there.
Yeah, an amphitheater with a natural red rock background on it and a stage set up. So hopefully we'll make that connection. I've got my fingers crossed. You've got Fish Bites for us coming up, correct?
Yes, I do.
So we'll look forward to that. Jason Jones, the Migratory Bird and Falconry Program Coordinator, is going to join us. It's that time of the year when some of the babies are coming out into the world of the animal world, and birds in particular. And so we always like to run through some do's and some don'ts when it comes to finding these little fledglings that may be on the ground in your yard or whatever, because you can actually do more harm than good by trying to help them as they get started in their life. We'll go road tripping with Bob and Mark. Last week you teased us with your list of ski resorts. I hope you have them compiled for us this week.
I'm ready to go this week. I've skied 52 ski resorts, and I created a top 25.
Yeah, and so we'll run through some of those. Some of what I asked for anyway was some of the positives and maybe a negative of each one. But I'm looking forward to the list. I've been on many of those with you, with the exception of a couple that you went on, you know, as you and Gail continued on your European tour this year. So we'll do that in our Fish Bite segment coming up, and then Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge will also join us. We've got a couple of minutes here, and I just want to throw this out there. You watched the old Batman series on TV, didn't you?
When I was a kid, I loved it.
Yeah. You remember from time to time, Batman and Robin would find themselves, well, they did every week, in trouble, but from time to time, they'd find themselves caught in quicksand?
Absolutely.
And somebody would have to come to the rescue?
Right.
I somehow thought it was just a cartoon thing. It's not.
No.
It's a real concern. And I grabbed an article from the St. George newspaper, stgeorgeutah.com, the St. George News. And they're talking about the dangers of this in the area of Lake Powell and the Canyon Dam area down there.
Right. You can't get in quicksand, Tim. You can't get out.
Well, how do you know when you're in danger of getting in it is my question.
Well, that's why it's always been a thing, because in the old days they weren't marked. But it looks, you know, like it's sand, but really it's more fluid than not. And the more you struggle, you'll go under, you'll die.
Yeah. And so, again, I thought that was just part of the scripting for Batman and Robin because it was dramatic. It turns out you need to know how to get out of this stuff if you
right?
find yourself
Absolutely.
In it.
Absolutely.
So I'll tell you what, let's take a break here. We'll come back and we'll talk about quicksand. You okay with that?
Well, I know a couple stories, and they're horrific.
I'll share one that I read about in the St. George News, so look forward to that coming up here in just a minute. We do have to take a break, so we'll do that, and stay with us here for more of KSL Outdoors Radio on the way. Glad you're here for another week.